It's time now for Lawrenceville Indians basketball action on WAKO. This game is brought to you by Wabash Valley Services, Cunningham Young Funeral Home,
Best Way Express,
Wabash General Hospital, People's State Bank, Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, WTHI-TV10, Sanders Family Chiropractic, Citizens National Bank of Albion, the Lawrence County Health Department, Sippet and Sweet Tea, Larry Bogue's Pizza, Casey State Bank, and Leggett Lumber.
And now, Lawrenceville Indians basketball,
here on WAKO.
Hey, good evening, everybody, and welcome to Lawrenceville High School Gymnasium, the site tonight of Lawrenceville Lady Indian basketball, as the Lady Indians entertain the Robinson Lady Maroons in Little Illini Conference play. I'm Steve Anderson. Brett Hartman is alongside. Glad you're with us. This is the Best Way Express pregame show. Call 833-BEST-WAY to get the keys to a new career today. Well, the Lady Indians and the Lady Maroons meet here tonight as both teams get set for the Little Illini Girls Tournament, which will be coming up starting at the end of this week. The Lady Indians heading into the action this weekend will be the seventh seed, and they'll play second seeded Paris. That'll be Saturday at 6 o'clock. Robinson, meanwhile, is the ninth seed, and they'll play in an opening round game on Thursday. They'll take on the eighth-seeded Red Hill Lady Salukis. But that is then, and this is now, and the Lady Indians come into this action tonight with a record of 8-11. The Lady Indians last on this floor Saturday afternoon, defeating Fairfield, snapping a three-game losing skid in the process, 57-51. Was the final there. That snapped a three-game losing skid for Tad Schick's ball club. And again, they're 8-11. Robinson has struggled this year under head coach Sherry Bopp. They are 2-15 on the season. So again, the Lady Maroons struggling at 2-15. The Lady Indians at 8-11. Brett Hartman alongside. Brett, a winnable game here tonight. The Lady Indians coming off of a nice win at home here on Saturday against Fairfield. Chance to get a couple in a row before tournament play this weekend.
Absolutely, Steve. I would say that the Best Way Express keys to this ball game for the Lady Indians is how they do on defense. If they can get into some trapping pressure and really pressure the ball handlers, the young ball handlers of this Maroons ball club, I think they'll be successful on this evening.
Lady Indians missing Maisie Organ tonight. We understand she is not with the ball club with some illness. And so Caitlin Higginbotham will be in the starting lineup for the Lady Indians here this evening. So the Lady Indians a little shorthanded here without Maisie Organ. Caitlin Higginbotham steps in to the starting lineup. It's the Lady Indians and the Lady Maroons. We'll be back with the starting lineups and the play-by-play coming up in a couple of minutes. This has been the Best Way Express pregame show. Call 833-BEST-WAY to get the keys to a new career today. Starting lineups, play-by-play. In a couple of minutes, this is Lady Indian Basketball on Light 103 Sports.
Are you thinking about a career change? Do you love to travel? Join the team at Best Way Express. Best Way is now enrolling students into their driving school. Best Way Express will pay you to attend their driving school and guarantee you a full-time job afterwards. Call 833-BEST-WAY for more information. Best Way Express has been transporting America's future since 1981. Call 833-BEST-WAY and join the most well-respected trucking company in the area. Let Best Way Express hand you the keys to success by handing you the keys to a truck. Call 833-BEST-WAY or go to bestwayexpress.com today.
Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, your locally owned and operated pharmacy, has been caring for Lawrence County residents for more than 30 years. Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy is the oldest continually operated pharmacy in our area. We're committed to providing the service and care that you can only find from a locally owned community pharmacy. I'm pharmacist Ernie Rolls at Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you. See us today in beautiful downtown Bridgeport.
Sippet Beverages and Bites, located along James Street in Lawrenceville, Illinois, has added hot beverages and gourmet coffees to its array of beverages. Now you can enjoy espresso, cappuccino, Americano, lattes, macchiatos, and mochas on the go. Flavor add-ins are available for any beverage on the Sip It menu. Enjoy the comfort of your toasty warm vehicle on a cold winter day and place your drive-through order at Sip It Beverages and Bites, located at 2202 James Street in Lawrenceville.
Great. I lost my debit card.
Just block it until you find it.
How do you do that?
With Shazam Bolts from People State Bank. I block and unblock my card so no one else can use it. And I get alerts when my card is used for certain amounts or purchases.
That sounds awesome. What's it called?
Shazam Bolts at People State Bank. And it's free. Plus, when I go out of town, I use it to find ATMs if I need cash.
I'm getting Shazam Bolts right now.
Visit psbnewton.com for more details to keep your funds protected with Shazam Bolts. People State Bank, your community bank.
Back here at LHS, Steve Anderson, Brett Hartman, Lady Indian Basketball on Light 103. Here are the starting lineups. First of all, for the Robinson High School Lady Maroons, head coach Sherry Bopp's lineup has Ella Florkowski in the lineup, a familiar name. The daughter of Doug Florkowski, the former Lawrence County Memorial Hospital Chief Executive Officer, now CEO at Crawford Memorial. And Ella Florkowski in the starting lineup, number 10, a freshman, also in the lineup. Number 11, a senior, Daphne Philippi, also a junior in the starting lineup. Number 12, Lauren Weber. Andrea Schalberg in the starting lineup. Number 25, a junior. And Jaden Johnson in the lineup. She is number 31 and a junior. So for the Lady Maroons of Robinson, Florkowski, Philippi, Weber, Schalberg, and Johnson. For the Lady Indians of head coach Tad Schick, it'll be Charlie Farrell in the starting lineup, the 5'8 senior, number 3. Also Caitlin Higginbotham in the starting lineup. She is a freshman, 5'5 freshman, number 10. Bailey Dining in the starting lineup, the 5'7 senior, number 11. Jaylee Akers also in the starting lineup, the 5'7 sophomore, number 30. And Aubrey Bedwell, the 5'8 sophomore in the lineup, number 33. So again, Farrell, Higginbotham, Dining, Akers, and Bedwell for the Lady Indians again with a record of 8-11. As I mentioned, the Lady Indians winners here on this floor Saturday, 57-51 over Fairfield, trying to gain a little momentum heading into the Little Illini Conference Tournament again coming up this weekend in Casey. As we mentioned before, the Lady Indians will take on Paris in an opening round game on Saturday. We'll have that action for you right here on Light 103 from the LIC tournament at Casey. But the Lady Indians are only concerned with one thing here tonight. That's Robinson and trying to get this victory under their belts and try to get back closer to 500, three below at 8-11.
Absolutely thinking a win here tonight. They'll be 9-11 going into the tournament. Good momentum there. Good way to start off the LIC as they move into LIC play.
All right. Hope you're enjoying the action here. The Lady Indians in their white home uniforms with the red numerals and the red trim. Lady Maroons in the traveling maroon uniforms with the white numerals and the white trim. And the tap is controlled by the Lady Indians. Here is Charlie Farrell. Back out front, long jumper is off the mark by Akers from the left wing and rebounded by Daphne Philippi of Robinson. Now they go left side, a long jumper by Schalberg is off the mark and the rebound brought down by the Lady Indians. Here they come up the floor and a shot up, no good. Ball knocked away and rebound brought down by Robinson's Daphne Philippi. Back out front, they come to Jaden Johnson. The Lady Indians in a man-to-man here early. They feed it top of the key to Schalberg. Schalberg, right side to Philippi. Back top of the key to Schalberg, and she's called for a travel. So a turnover on the Lady Maroons, Lady Indian basketball. 7:15 to go here in the opening quarter. No score at Lawrenceville High School. And it comes for the Lady Indians to Bailey Dining. To Daly Akers, left corner to Farrell, back out front. Now they move it around to the top of the key. Now Akers in the left corner, a long jumper is off the mark, taken there by Farrell, and the Lady Maroons with the loose ball rebound. Across the timeline, they come quickly and a traveling violation on Andrea Schalberg of the Lady Maroons.
And that's two turnovers on the Maroons so far, but the Indians on the offense, they've three trips down the floor, you know, empty all three times, 0 for 3.
Akers on the left wing, back out top of the key. Now they work it inside to Bedwell. Now back out to Farrell on the wing, and a traveling violation on the Lady Indians.
Turnovers abound, Steve.
Not an artistic start to this game, to say the least, for either ball club. No score, 6:35 to go here in the opening quarter play. Trapping pressure by the Lady Indians. They throw over top of it to the Lady Maroons and work it to the top of the key to Ella Florkowski. Lets the jumper go. It's off the mark. No good. And the loose ball rebound brought down by Akers of the Lady Indians. Now Bailey Dining across the timeline. Top of the key. Higginbotham thought about a shot from there at the top of the key. In the corner, they feed it down low to Bedwell. Her shot, no good. Loose ball brought down by Robinson. Brought down by Jaden Johnson. She's across the timeline, right side. Back out front to Phillippe. Now to Florkowski, and the Lady Maroons will set up a play. The bounce pass, he almost intercepted by Akers. Couldn't quite get there in time. Knocked it out of bounds. It'll be Lady Maroon basketball at their offensive end near half court.
A lot of energy in the basketball game so far, but both teams are kind of just running around with their, you know, like chickens with their heads cut off. This thing needs to calm down a little bit before we see some scoring.
5:45 to go, opening quarter, no score. Here is Phillippe on the dribble to the baseline, lays it up and in. Phillippe with a basket and a timeout, quick timeout wanted by Tad Schick. Going to be a 30-second break, 5:36 to go on the People's State Bank scoreboard, 2-0 Robinson. This is Lady Indian Basketball on Light 103 Sports.
Bo's Pizza can spice up your night with some hot Italian beef.
Sandwich, that is.
Have you ever tried the legendary breadsticks at Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville?
You mean those great, garlicky, buttery breadsticks that only Bob's can bring you?
Yes, and Bob's will bring it to you in your home. You can stop in or have your favorite specialty pizza delivered, or stick with the classic fruit. Call 943-2612 for delivery or carryout at Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville on State Street. Call 618-943-2612.
As we rejoin the action here from LHS, this game is brought to you by Citizens National Bank of Albion, Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, Sanders Family Chiropractic, and WTHI-TV.
Off the timeout, Lady Indians throw it away at their offensive end. Another turnover, 2-0 Robinson here early. 5:20 to go in the opening quarter play. Laying the Lady Indians with some pressure. Trapping pressure. They throw it to the middle to Lauren Weber. Now here is Phillippe recovering near midcourt. Against the defense of Akers, feeds it right side to Jaden Johnson. Now a loose ball on the floor, held ball, and possession arrow in favor of the Lady Maroons. So we'll stay at the far end. 5:01 to go, opening quarter, 2-0. Robinson, Lady Maroons trying for their third win of the year. 2-15, off the inbound, shot up and in by Lauren Weber. Weber with a basket. First 4 points of the game belong to the Lady Maroons. And they lead 4-0, 4:50 to go, opening quarter of play. Farrell feeds it in the middle. Now to Bedwell. Now we have a ball held. And the held ball in favor of the Lady Indians, so we'll stay at this end. And Lady Indians go on offense. Having a little trouble getting untracked here offensively early. And it comes to Bailey Dining. Akers way out front between the circles. Right side on the wing to Higginbotham. Looks to the middle. Nothing happening there. Now feeds it into the middle to Farrell. Her shot, no good. And the rebound brought down by Robinson. And we have another held ball. Possession arrow in favor of Robinson. So Lenny Maroons will have it, leading 4-0. 4:25 to go here in the opening quarter at Lawrenceville High School. We're right back here tomorrow with boys action. The Indians and the Marshall Lions. They're over the top to Phillippe. Robinson does. She's on the move on the right side. Top of the key. Jumper on the way by Johnson. Off the mark. No good. Battle for the rebound. And a shot up off glass and in by Weber. Weber with a basket. And another timeout. This time going to be a full timeout by head coach Tad Schick. Minute break on the People's State Bank scoreboard. Robinson 6, Lady Indians nothing. This is Lady Indian Basketball on Light 103 Sports.
Where are you guaranteed to get the highest in customer satisfaction, a real person, never an answer machine, and the latest in banking technologies? Citizens National Bank of Albion. 2017 was a very good year. Come in and see our customer service representatives for all your banking needs, and let's make 2018 an even better year. And thank you for making us your most trusted financial partner. Remember, we'll be closed on Monday, January 15th for Martin Luther King Day.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Cardiology services are now available full-time at Carl Richland Memorial Hospital in Olney. Dr. Prem Guy is board certified in both cardiology and nuclear cardiology and has more than 25 years of experience. He provides consultations in the clinic setting, as well as inpatient and emergency department consultations. He also offers a variety of non-invasive diagnostic procedures for heart conditions. Call 618-392-1139 for appointments.
You're listening to Lady Indians Basketball on Light 103, WAKO, Lawrenceville, Vincennes.
Back here at LHS, Steve Anderson, Brett Hartman, Lady Indians off the timeout. Higginbotham in the corner, a shot no good, and rebound brought down by Ella Forakowski. She brings it across the timeline. On the left side, dribble on the wing. Back out top of the key to Schauberg. Long jumper off the mark, no good. Phillippe battling for it, lays it up, no good. Ball battled for underneath, and the Lady Indians come away with it. Aubrey Bedwell off to Higginbotham across the timeline. Now in the corner, Jaylee Akers, a long bomb from the left side. No good. Rebounded by Farrell. Defeated back to Higginbotham. Foul Farrell, three-pointer from the right corner. No good. Rebound is up and no good by Bailey Dining, but a foul, and she'll have to go to the line for free throws here. Trying to get the Lady Indians on the scoreboard. 3:16 to go in the opening quarter, and they trail 6-0. Free throw on its way, and good.
There we go. They're on the board. A lot of ball movement for the Lady Tribe early on in this ball game on offense, but just no scoring action. Nothing to the hoop. Everything's on the perimeter, Steve.
Second free throw up and in. And the Lady Indians trail by 4, 6-2. Full court man-to-man pressure. And it comes to Lauren Weber across the timeline to Phillippe. Phillippe guarded out there by Farrell. Feeds it in the corner to Weber. She goes to the right baseline and a traveling violation on the Lady Maroons.
And Weber, that's a name we're used to hearing from the Robinson Maroons. Usually on the boys' side last year. Can't remember his first name, but Weber was a leading scorer for the Maroons.
Across the timeline comes Bailey Dining, defeated in the middle and out of Farrell. Farrell forces a shot up there, and she was hacked and fouled. And shots coming up here for Charlie Farrell, Lady Indians. 5'8 senior Charlie Farrell. A free throw is up and off the front iron and no good. Score remains 6-2. Lady Maroons. Free throw on its way. No good again. Rebound, however, battled for. Brought out there by Bedwell, and the Lady Indians will reload. Akers now. They feed it into the middle to Farrell. Puts the ball up. No good. And the rebound brought down by Weber.
Physicality. Physicality of the Maroons so far has thrown the Indians off of their game.
There's a travel out front by Ella Florkowski. And another turnover. Lady Indians with the ball, trailing by 4. 6-2 with 2:39 to go in the opening quarter. Bailey Akers will inbound for the Lady Indians into Bailey Dining. Right corner to Higginbotham, feeding it down low underneath to Sydney Williams into the game. Now the ball knocked away by Robinson, but not being able to save it. On the sideline was Jaden Johnson. It'll be Lady Indian ball at midcourt. 6-2 here in Elville tonight. Lady Indians trailing. Daly Akers deep on the wing. Now they feed it underneath to Bedwell. Her shot is up, no good, but a foul charged against the Lady Maroons. And to the free throw line, Aubrey Bedwell, the 5'8 sophomore for Tad Schick's Lady Indians. Free throw on its way, and good.
Daphne Phillippe will have a seat. That's her second foul, third team foul for Robinson.
Jade Clapp into the game, number 21 for Robinson. There's a free throw miss by the Lady Indians, and Lady Maroons with the rebound. They lead by 3, 6-3, 2:13 to go, opening quarter. Across the timeline, Florkowski, top of the key, cut off there, looking to get it back out front, and now a timeout wanted by head coach Sherry Bopp as her point guard was in trouble at the top of the key. 30-second break on the People's State Bank scoreboard, 6-3, Robinson over Lawrenceville. This is Lady Indian basketball on Light 103 Sports.
In the Wabash Valley, weather is everything. Whether it's just planning your day or helping you keep your family safe, we're preparing you with the most accurate and reliable local weather forecast. We watch it by the minute. We track it by the second. And when it's at its worst, we're at our best. Kevin Orbert, Eric Stidman, Chris Piper, and Brady Hart. Storm Team 10, leading the way with coverage you can count on every day. Storm Team 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
Back to the action here at LHS. I want to thank People's State Bank, Carl Richardson Memorial Hospital, and Larry Bob's Pizza for sponsoring this basketball game.
Off the timeout, Lady Maroons with the ball, leading 6-3 here at Lawrenceville High School. They feed it to Florkowski on the wing, picked up in the man-to-man by Bailey Dining. And now we have a shot by the Lady Maroons and a foul. And it will be non-shooting foul. So the Lady Maroons will inbound underneath their own hoop, leading by 3. And it comes to Weber, her jumper up and in. Lauren Weber from the right side of the lane. Weber now with 6. Here's a shot and up and in at the other end by the Lady Indians. Bailey Akers on the baseline, able to get the ball to go in, and a chance at a three-point play.
There's Jaylee with the layup. Chance for an and-one here, the leading scorer for the Indians.
Free throw on its way and no good. Rebound battle for, and the Lady Maroons come away with it. And a traveling violation.
A lot of traveling so far.
Yes, indeed.
That is the sixth Maroon turnover already early on here in this ball game.
Lady Indians inbound underneath their own hoop. Higginbotham getting it in to Dining. Now back to Higginbotham for a jumper up and in from right in front of us here. Caitlin Higginbotham, her first hoop of the night. And the Lady Indians draw closer. They trail by 1, 8-7. They throw over the top of the pressure. Here's a baseline drive and a shot up off glass too hard by Schauberg. Rebounded by Dining. Feeds it now to Akers, left side. Her shot off glass, no good. Rebound is fought for in the middle. And we have a held ball. Bedwell was in there for the Lady Indians, tied up. And the possession arrow benefits the Lady Indians. They'll inbound underneath their own basket. Trailing 8-7. Back out front to a Dining. Now they feed it to Akers. Her jumper is good. A three ball from the right side. Jaylee Akers with a three. First three for either ball club here tonight. And the Lady Indians lead 10-8. 51 seconds to go. Opening quarter. Top of the key out front. Jaden Johnson has the ball deflected away. She tried to get it into the middle. Caitlin Higginbotham with it. Leaves it out front for Dining. Cross court now to Farrell. Three-pointer by Charlie is off the mark. The long rebound is run down by Dining. On the right side, back out front to Farrell. Left side to Akers, long jumper by Jaylee is good. A three ball. Second three in a row for Jaylee Akers. And it's 13-8. Spurt by the Lady Indians has them on top by 5. It happened fast, didn't it?
It absolutely did.
17 seconds to go, first quarter. Across the timeline. Dribbling out front, Jaden Johnson. Now a jumper right side is up and in by Florkowski. Florkowski with a hoop. 4 seconds to go. Lady Indians across the timeline. Akers, a long bomb, is off the mark as the first quarter comes to a close. At the end of one here on the People's State Bank scoreboard, Lawrenceville Lady Indians 13, Robinson Lady Maroons 10. Back in a minute. You're listening on the People's State Bank scoreboard, 13-10. You're listening to Lady Indian basketball on Light 103 Sports.
The 2017-18 flu vaccine is the first and best way to protect you and your family from the flu. Flu vaccinations can reduce flu illnesses, doctor's visits, missed work in school due to flu, as well as prevent flu-related hospitalizations. Flu vaccines are available for all general population from infant to senior. Stop by the Lawrence County Health Department Public Health Clinic at 11362 Country Club Road, Monday through Friday, and get the flu shot before the flu gets you.
Attention truck drivers and their families. Best Way Express is hiring Class A CDL drivers in your area. Best Way Express allows you to make your own schedule. You can run part-time or you can stay out 2 weeks at a time and earn premium pay. Unlike other companies, Best Way Express can actually get you home every weekend. Best Way Express has a free wellness clinic included in their full benefits package. Whether you've been on the road for 10 years or you're looking to get into a driving school, Best Way Express knows it's not the trucks that move freight, it's the people. Call 833-BESTWAY or go online to bestwayexpress.com.
We're back with basketball action here from LHS. I want to thank Lawrence County Health Department and Sip It and Sweet Teas.
Lady Maroons off the quarter break with the ball, trailing 13-10. Jumper right side off the mark. And the rebound brought down by Charlie Farrell. Lady Indians moving up the floor quickly. Akers in the right corner has the ball knocked away. Stolen away by the Lady Maroons. Here is Daphne Phillippe heading to the lane, left side. Back out front. Now the ball knocked away. Loose ball. Held ball. And the possession arrow is in favor of the Lady Indians. So Lady Indians with a three-point lead. And the ball, we're just underway here in the second quarter. 7:24 to go. 13-10, Lady Indians.
And we can account this lead to their defensive pressure. They've turned Maroons over eight times already. And Jaylee Akers getting rolling with 8 points.
Here is a Lady Indians working it on the perimeter. Akers driving down the lane, lays it up off glass and in. Nice by Jaylee Akers. 15-10, Lady Indians by five. 6:55 to go here in the second quarter. Forkowski across the timeline. Looks like a zone, 1-3-1 zone by Tad Schick. This trip down for the Lady Indians. They throw over the top of it to Andrea Schauberg in the right corner. On the right wing to Jaden Johnson. Now in the middle to Phillippe. Down the lane she comes. Lays it up and in off glass. Phillippe with the basket. And it's 15-10, Lady Indians. In the corner, Farrell along three. Off the mark. Rebound battle for. And the Lady Maroons come away with it. Jaden Johnson. Across the timeline she comes. On the right side dribble. To the right corner. Cut off there. Back out front to Florkowski. Borkowski, left wing, right side to Phillippe, fakes, goes to the middle, and there's a bumping foul charged on the Lady Indians. Stops the clock, 6:07 to go, second quarter, 15-12, Lawrenceville. Lady Maroons inbounding underneath their own hoop. They do out front, the ball tipped away but recovered by the Lady Maroons, Borkowski. Left side, now they feed it on the left baseline, but it's tipped away and stolen away by the Lady Indians. Higginbotham off to Dining, quickly up floor to Akers. Jaylee a long three, no good from the left side. Phillippe could not handle the ball, however. And it'll be Lady Indian basketball underneath their own hoop. Leading by three, 15-12. They trailed much of the first quarter, but rebounded there near the end and got the lead. And it comes to Higginbotham, back out front to Dining. In the middle now to Bedwell. She's down the lane, lays it up and in. Aubrey Bedwell, nice drive down the lane. Her first basket of the night. And it's 17-12, a five-point lead. Florkowski across the timeline, feeds it to Weber. Weber out front to Jaden Johnson. 5:25 to go, second quarter. Lady Indians by five, 17-12. Florkowski against this zone on the perimeter now feeds it in. It's intercepted. Intercepted by Bedwell and has the ball knocked away. Akers picks it up, heads to the glass, throws it up there. No good. Rebound battle for her by Bedwell. However, she was off balance when she got the rebound and traveled in the lane. It'll be Lady Maroon basketball. 5:06 to go here in the second quarter. Substitute. Here comes Sydney Williams back into the game for the Lady Indians. Again, the Lady Indians with some trapping pressure. Lady Maroons throw over the top of it. Intercepted by Farrell. Across the timeline, long feed to Higginbotham. Now back out top of the key. Loading up a long three. He's dining. It's off the mark. No good. And the ball out of bounds. Last touched by Lady Indian. It'll be Lady Maroon basketball. 4:46 to go, second quarter. 17-12. Lady Indians, again the trapping pressure. Ball tipped away. Recovered, however, out front by Jaden Johnson. She'll try to get it across the timeline. Does. Now to the right corner. Feeds it out front. Ball knocked away by Dining. She can't save it in bounds. And it'll be Lady Maroon basketball. Triggering it in. Andrea Schalberg for Robinson. And to Johnson against that zone. Johnson dribbles left side of the lane, now left corner. Cross court now, long jumper is in, a three ball. Three ball by Ella Florkowski. First three for Robinson on the night, 17-15, Lady Indians by two. 4:10 to go here in the first half of play. High post pass to Bedwell. Now down the lane, Farrell a drive, leaves the ball short off the mark and rebounded by the Lady Maroons.
For the most part, the refs are letting them play it through. A lot of the Indians' offense has been them driving, trying to create fouls.
Out front, Jaden Johnson, top of the key. Left side on the wing to Florkowski. Now right side on the wing to Schalberg. Back out top of the key to Schalberg. Florkowski cut off on the left baseline. Now to Philippi. She cross-courts it now. Jumper on the way is good. Good by Andrea Schalberg. Schalberg's first basket of the night, and we're even at 17. 3:24 to go. Long jumper by Higginbotham. Top of the key is good. Caitlin Higginbotham. Long three-pointer. Third Lady Indian three of the first half, and they lead by three, 20-17. 3:10 to go, second quarter. Philippi across the timeline. Leaves it there for Weber. Now her jumper is way off the mark from the top of the key. Ball saved in bounds, but to the Lady Indians. And they go on the attack with a three-point lead. Dining across the timeline, Bailey. Now to Farrell. Right corner to Higginbotham. Back out to Farrell, top of the key. Charlie shot his ball blocked, but recovered by Higginbotham. Bedwell in the lane. Puts it up from 10, no good. Rebound brought down by the Lady Maroons, Lauren Weber. 2:35 to go, second quarter. 20-17, Lady Indians. Jaden Johnson feeds it left side to Schalberg. Now right side jumper is short off the mark. Rebounded underneath by Weber, and a foul charged on the Lady Indians. Coach Chad Schick imploring his ball club to box out better down there. And to the line will go Lauren Weber, the junior for the Robinson Lady Maroons. Free throw on its way and no good. Lady Indians substitutes, three in and three out for Tad Schick. And a substitute also for head coach Sherry Bopp of the Lady Maroons. Lauren Weber at the line. Free throw off the mark, and the rebound brought down by the Lady Indians' Jade Seitzinger into the game. 5'11 sophomore. Akers now to Dining. Right side. They go to Shaylee Schick into the game. Also as a substitute. Akers to Dining. Now back out front. It's intercepted. Intercepted by Jaden Johnson of Robinson. Right side dribble on the baseline. Cut off there. Feeds it to Bailey Strzok. Strzok, I should say, who's into the game. She's a freshman, Bailey Strzok. They miss at the other end, and the Lady Indians go on the attack. Seitzinger at the high post. Now off to Schick. Ball tipped away, recovered by Akers. They feed it down low underneath. Bedwell battling down low. Ball tipped out of bounds by a Lady Maroon. It'll be Lady Indian basketball underneath their own hoop with a minute 38 to go, second quarter. Now Farrell back in. Replacing Schick for the Lady Indians. Low scoring first half, 2017. And it comes to Farrell. She misses in close. Rebounded by Bedwell up and in. Aubrey Bedwell put back off the miss. Five points for her.
She's been very consistent so far tonight with rebounds and with the putbacks.
5 points for her, 22-17, a five-point Lady Indian lead, a minute 19 to go, second quarter. In the right corner is Johnson trying to get out of trouble now, a held ball, and possession arrows in favor of the Lady Maroons. There's Florkowski checking back into the game for the Lady Maroons. A minute 13 to go, second quarter. And it comes to Johnson. Now feeds it back on the right side to Schauberg. Ball deflected away out of bounds by Farrell. And it'll be Lady Maroon basketball at midcourt. Minute 6 to go, second quarter. 22-17, Lawrenceville Lady Indians over the Robinson Lady Maroons. Lady Indians looking for their second win in a row. Again, they sag back into that 2-3 zone. 55 seconds to go. Top of the key, Schauberg on the right wing dribble. Ball stolen away by Akers. Jaylee on the move. One-on-one against Phillippe. Goes around her, shoots, missed. Laid it up too hard. And the rebound brought down by the Lady Maroons.
And Akers has missed a handful of layups.
Florkowski has the ball knocked away by Farrell out of bounds. It'll be Lady Maroon basketball right in front of the Lady Indian bench. 36.6 seconds to go in the second quarter. And it comes out front to Florkowski. Dribbles between the circles. Surveys that 2-3 zone. The Lady Indians are in. There's a ball knocked away by Akers. One-on-one against Florkowski. And she puts it up and is fouled. And we'll head to the line for Lady Indian free throws. Florkowski telegraphed that pass. And
yep.
Akers stepped right in there and stole it away. Has to earn him at the free throw line, however. With 23.3 seconds to go here in the second quarter. Free throw on its way and good.
And Jaylee Akers, the last two defensive possessions for them, two steals in a row. This one she was able to, she missed the layup, but she was able to get to the line.
Second free throw is no good. Rebound battle for, and the Lady Maroons come away with a loose ball and a reach-in foul on the Lady Indians with 20.3 seconds to go here in the second quarter. Lady Maroons trailing 23-17, 19 seconds to go as Florkowski will bring it across the timeline. Between the circles, again, looking over that 2-3 zone. Feeds it left side. It's intercepted by Farrell. Gets it to Seitzinger. Now back to Farrell. Quickly up floor. 4 seconds to go. Finds Akers. Long jumper is off the mark as the first half comes to a close. At the end of two quarters of play here at Lawrenceville High School, on the People's State Bank scoreboard, our score are the Lawrenceville Lady Indians 23, Robinson Lady Maroons 17. Brett and I will be back to talk about this first half on the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital Halftime Report. Again, it's 23-17, Lady Indians on top. You're listening to Lady Indian Basketball on Light 103 Sports.
Sanders Family Chiropractic in Lawrenceville invites you to experience for yourself why so many Sanders chiropractic patients feel dramatically better after only one visit. Hi, I'm Dr. Jeremy Sanders. We are dedicated to helping you and your family members alleviate their aches and pains that life brings. After making our recommendations, we leave you in control of your health and allow you to choose how much care you receive. We're Sanders Family Chiropractic, your local family chiropractors, here for you, located on Lexington Avenue in Lawrenceville.
Neal Tire and Auto Service in Lawrenceville brings you this tip on how to get the longest life out of your tires. Simply follow these three steps: inflate, rotate, and evaluate. This will save you money in the long run. Neal Tire's expert technicians can balance and rotate your current tires. And when it's time for a new set of tires, Neal Tire also sells and installs tires from the nation's top manufacturers. Call Neal Tire today and schedule an appointment, or stop by 1300 Adams Street in Lawrenceville and allow their local team to take care of your vehicle.
Wabash General Hospital has an off-site for orthopedic and sports medicine at Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. Patients are seen at the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital location every Friday and every other Monday from 8 to 4. Dr. Julko Fulop, Dr. Karsten Slater, Julia Corwin, PAC, and Jenna Kentner, NP. Wabash General Hospital in Mount Carmel is proud to help serve Lawrence County with orthopedic and sports medicine at Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. Call Wabash General Hospital at 618-707-4360.
Make plans for Sid's Place in Lawrenceville this Wednesday or Friday evening for their signature shredded beef tacos. Gather with the gang from work, the family, or invite someone new and introduce them to Sid's Tacos. Sid's begins serving their legendary tacos at 5 p.m. Central, but they're only available on Wednesdays and Fridays. And they're a deal, too, at only $3.75 each. Reserve a table in advance if you're bringing a group. You can also call ahead for to-go orders and use Sid's convenient pickup window. Sid's Place, 1802 11th Street in Lawrenceville, Illinois.
KC State Bank is a proud supporter of our area basketball teams. Preparation, teamwork, and community spirit are how you define a great basketball team. At KC State Bank, they practice those same principles. Their dedicated and skilled staff has been helping neighbors, family, and friends with personal and business financial solutions for over 110 years. It's what they do. Your community, your bank. Happy holidays from everyone at KC State Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Shopping for new shingles is the perfect opportunity to increase your home's curb appeal. Your roof can make up more than half of your home's exterior, so it should complement your home's style, color scheme, and above all else, help protect you and your family against weather elements. At Leggett Lumber and Hardware, we are proud to offer Owens Corning shingles, including True Definition Duration Series shingles with SureNail technology. So if you're in the market for a new roof, stop by Leggett Lumber and Hardware and ask about the many features and color options of Owens Corning True Definition Duration Series shingles. We'll help you find the perfect shingle to complement your home.
Back here at Lawrenceville High School, time now for the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital Halftime Report. Lawrenceville Lady Indians lead here at halftime by a score of 23-17. Lady Indians led 13-10 after one quarter play after getting off to a slow start. But they rebounded to take a three-point lead after one quarter play and lead by six here at the half, 23-17. Brett has a look at some of the first half numbers.
Looking at the scoring from the first half, we'll start with the traveling Lady Maroons. Ella Florkowski has 5 points. Daphne Philippi with four. Lauren Weber, the leading scorer for the Maroons, with 6 points. And Andrea Schalberg has two off of the bench. For the Lady Indians, not getting it from the normal players. Charlie Farrell has 0 points. Bailey Dining only has two. Jaylee Akers, the game's leading scorer, with 11. And then let's see, rounding it out will be Aubrey Bedwell with five. And Caitlin Higginbotham, who got the start tonight, 5 points, Steve. But this is a game of defensive play, as the Maroons have turned the ball over 14 times in the first half, so that Lady Tribe defense is really starting to get to them. And especially down the stretch, there's three offensive possessions for the Robinson Maroons and three steals by the Lady Indians.
Lady Indians, as we mentioned before, did get off to a slow start, trailed early, but managed to rebound. And as you say, the pressure, put on some pressure, able to hit some shots, hit three three-pointers to only one for the Lady Maroons here early on. And they have a six-point lead here at halftime, 23-17, as they bid for their ninth win of the year. I neglected to mention earlier that the Lady Indian JV did win. They beat Robinson 32-21, and Caitlin Higginbotham played in that game and had 12 points to lead the way. The Lady Indian JV, again, winners over Robinson 32-21. Again, Caitlin Higginbotham with 12 points. Again, we're here at halftime. Lawrenceville Lady Indians lead the Robinson Lady Maroons by a score of 23-17. Lady Indians play here tonight against Robinson, then will be off until Saturday. As we mentioned before, the Little Illini Conference Tournament takes place at Casey this year. And the tournament actually begins Thursday with a first round play-in game. Eighth-seeded Red Hill Lady Salukis will take on ninth-seeded Robinson, these Lady Maroons. And we'll have that game on the Legend coming up on Thursday at 7 o'clock. The winner of that game will play against top-seeded Alney, the Alney Lady Tigers, in a quarterfinal Saturday at Casey at 3 o'clock. Then it'll be 4th-seeded KZ Westfield against 5th-seeded Flora in a quarterfinal at 4:30. And as mentioned earlier, the 2nd-seeded Paris Lady Tigers take on the 7th-seeded Lady Indians at 6 o'clock on Saturday. And again, that game will be here on Light 103 WAKO. And then closing up the quarterfinals on Saturday, 3rd-seeded Marshall against 6th-seeded Newton. Semifinals are on Tuesday next week. The semifinals on Thursday, actually the championship game is on Thursday, I should say. Semifinals are on Tuesday, and the third place game and the championship game are on Thursday, the 18th. Again, all that action taking place at Casey. We'll follow the Lady Indians and Lady Salukis in that tournament. Again, you've been listening to the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital Halftime Report. We're back with the second half in 4 minutes. You're listening to Lawrenceville Lady Indian Basketball on Light 103 Sports.
Turn over a new leaf for your benefit. Join your friends at New Leaf Fitness and Spa in Lawrenceville. We are happy to announce that the Mandarin Massage and Wellness Center is now taking appointments. The Mandarin is hosted by the best massage therapists in the area with a full menu of therapeutic massage treatments and spa services. The Mandarin pulls out all the stops for complete body and mind harmony. Check us out online and like us on Facebook. New Leaf Fitness and Spa, Lawrenceville, Illinois.
I am Valerie Burns, MD. I am one of the primary care providers at Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. I am board certified in family medicine. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital is a facility that is staffed by many of the physicians whom you have grown up with and who know the ins and outs of your care. These are patients that many of our providers have seen for many years, go to church with, see at ball games, attend their children's functions, and who also see at our long-term care facilities. We provide the best care for our local residents by getting to see them regularly, knowing the ins and outs of their care, knowing them as people. After you get out, we follow patients both outside the home and in our local rehab and nursing facilities as well to provide the best outcomes after hospitalization. Certain surrounding facilities use a hospitalist program where you may see a different hospitalist every day. It doesn't provide the same level of familiarity or continuity of care as seeing the same doctor on a daily basis.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, your local hospital caring for local people.
Great. I lost my debit card.
Just block it until you find it.
How do you do that?
With Shazam Bolts from People State Bank. I block and unblock my card so no one else can use it. And I get alerts when my card is used for certain amounts or purchases.
That sounds awesome. What's it called?
Shazam Bolts at People State Bank. And it's free. Plus, when I go out of town, I use it to find ATMs if I need cash.
I'm getting Shazam Bolts right now.
Visit PSBNewton.com for more details to keep your funds protected with Shazam Bolts. People State Bank, your community bank.
Sip It Beverages and Bites, located along James Street in Lawrenceville, Illinois, has added hot beverages and gourmet coffees to its array of beverages. Now you can enjoy espresso, cappuccino, Americano, lattes, macchiatos, and mochas on the go. Flavor add-ins are available for any beverage on the Sip It menu. Enjoy the comfort of your toasty warm vehicle on a cold winter day and place your drive-thru order at Sip It Beverages and Bites, located at 2202 James Street in Lawrenceville.
Why is News 10 the Wabash Valley's most trusted news source every day? We have more reporters in more places, bringing you more of the day's important local news from where you live as it's happening, while also providing you with more in-depth coverage of the day's top story. And when news breaks, we'll provide you with the most dependable coverage live. Just a few reasons why News 10 is leading the way with coverage you can count on every day. News 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy is Lawrence County's only pharmacist-owned and operated pharmacy. Owners Ernie and Sue Rolls are in-store daily to meet your needs. They will answer your questions in-store or by phone. No annoying press 1, press 2. Phone automation. Scott's also has Dispill packaging, blood pressure checks, and programs to keep you healthy. Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you. 208 Main Street in beautiful downtown Bridgeport.
The 2017-18 flu vaccine is the first and best way to protect you and your family from the flu. Flu vaccinations can reduce flu illnesses, doctor's visits, missed work and school due to flu, as well as prevent flu-related hospitalizations. Flu vaccines are available for all general population from infant to senior. Stop by the Lawrence County Health Department Public Health Clinic at 11362 Country Club Road, Monday through Friday, and get the flu shot before the flu gets you.
As we start second half action here from LHS, the Lady Indians lead the Maroons 23-17. Want to thank Loeb Oil, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, and Casey State Bank for sponsoring this broadcast.
Steve Anderson and Brett Hartman here with you. Lady Indian basketball on this Monday night. Lady Indians leading 23-17. They have the ball to begin the third quarter play. And it looks like the Lady Maroons playing a little zone here as well. They feed it down the baseline. Shot by Farrell up, no good. Bedwell shot, no good. And the rebound brought down by Lauren Weber of the Lady Maroons. Two good looks in close for the Lady Indians, but nothing would fall. And here's a top of the key jumper is good, a three ball. Top of the key by Jaden Johnson. And here is a 30-second timeout by head coach Tad Schick. A quick timeout, 30-second break, 7:32 to go here in the third quarter play on the People's State Bank scoreboard, 23-20 Lady Indians. This is Lady Indian Basketball on Light 103 Sports.
Wabash Valley Service Company is your local energy supplier. We offer all of your fuel and lubricant needs. Our premium Diesel X Gold is the industry leader. It provides a second to none additive package to make your engine run at peak performance. Are you getting that from your current fuel? Our fast stop south of the tracks accepts credit cards, and we also offer commercial charge accounts. Don't forget about FS Propane. Safe, reliable, and efficient. Give us a call at 943-3208.
Back off the timeout, Lady Indians leading 23-20. Here's Higginbotham driving on the right side of the lane, and a foul charge, the reach-in foul on the Lady Maroons. And they'll inbound, the Lady Indians will, underneath their own basket. Yeah, yep. The people, the girls thought there was it was going to be a free throw coming up there, but no, it was a non-shooting foul. So Lady Indians will inbound underneath their own hoop, leading by three, 23-20, just underway here in the third quarter. Akers weaves her way to the hoop, I should say, underneath, and able to score in close.
She's going to need to stay hot here in the second half with her scoring to guide these Lady Indians to a victory.
25-20, they lead, 7 minutes to go. They lob underneath, the Lady Maroons do. Ball saved in, but saved right to the Lady Indians. Here's Akers right side on the dribble, goes to the glass, loses the handle. And there is the ball put up underneath by the Lady Indians, Caitlin Higginbotham. And now she'll go to the line for free throws. She was in the act of shooting there. Chance to bump up this five-point lead, 25-20. 6:52 to go here in the third quarter play, and free throw up and in by Caitlin.
And she's got the start tonight, and she's done a really good job for the Indians. She's got 6 points so far, very early on here in the second half.
Free throw up and in by Higginbotham. 27-20, 7 point lead. Lenny Maroons inbound. Here's Andrea Schalberg across the timeline on the dribble, guarded by Higginbotham, man-to-man. Lady Indians going man-to-man. They lob underneath to Phillippe, knocked out of bounds by Farrell. It'll be Lady Maroon basketball right in front of us here underneath the Lady Maroon basket.
Now, Charlie Farrell has not registered a point yet, but she's gotten a few steals, knocked around a couple of Maroon passes as well.
And it comes to Weber. Now they throw it to Phillippe, back out top of the key to Weber again. Weber on the wing. Feeds it down low underneath to Florkowski, goes to the hole, lays it up, no good. And a foul charged against the Lady Indians. Really Dining picking up that foul. And Ella Florkowski at the line for the Lady Maroons. Her free throw is up and in.
Tell you what, Ella Florkowski's had a pretty consistent game for the Maroons so far. 6 points. Already the freshman, and knocks us down. That'll be seven.
Missed that one. Rebound tapped out of bounds. And last touched by a Lady Indian. It'll be Lady Maroon basketball underneath their own hoop. 27-21, Lady Indians on top here. 6:26 to go, third quarter. They inbound out front to Weber. Weber guarded closely there. Now a shot in the lane is up off glass and in. Lauren Weber with a basket.
Having a strong game for the Maroons.
27-23, four-point lead. Farrell, long jumper left side off the mark, no good. Rebound battle for, out of bounds. Last touch by the Lady Indians. It'll be Lady Maroon basketball. As they trail by four, chance to knock it down to two. Or even one with a three ball here. 5:58 to go, third quarter. Gorkowski picked up out front by Dining. Now to Phillippe on the left wing. She looks for a screen top of the key. Let the Indians switch off and cut her off. Now on the right wing to Jaden Johnson. Here's a baseline drive and a shot up and no good. Taken there by Schauberg. Let the Indians with the rebound. Dining across the timeline, left side to Akers, loads up a long three, in and out, no good. Rebounded by the Lady Indians, Bedwell, and a foul charged. Oh, held ball, I'm sorry. Held ball, the possession arrow in favor of the Lady Maroons. Tough break there, that ball by Akers was in and out.
Absolutely, in and out, and Aubrey Bedwell came down with the rebound, but the Maroon defender was able to get their hands on it as well. And then we get a jump ball scenario where they had the possession arrow.
27-23, 5:15 to go, third quarter. Here at LHS, Lady Indians and Lady Maroons battling here. Florkowski on the right wing, looks to the middle. Now top of the key, jumper from there is good. A three ball from the top of the key by Schauberg. And it's 27-26, a little run here by the Lady Maroons. In the middle they go. Now Higginbotham right side of the baseline, shot no good. And the rebound brought down by Weber. Robinson with a little momentum here. Chance to take the lead with a hoop here. And quickly across the timeline is Johnson. Johnson cut off by the Lady Indian defense. Tries to feed it down low to Weber. She's trapped on the baseline. And we have a foul away from the ball against the Lady Maroons. Lady Maroons got a little trouble down here on this baseline. I think head coach Sherry Bopp wanted a timeout, but there was a foul prior to that.
Yep, Lauren Weber trying to create some space. Her elbows were up. They called her for the offensive foul. That's actually her third foul.
Akers now top of the key to Dining. They feed in the middle to Bedwell. Now on the baseline, Akers heads to the hole, lays it up. Short. Rebounded by the Lady Maroons, Lauren Weber. 27-26, a one-point Lady Indian lead. Here's a double team out front. Akers steals it away. She's out front, heads to the hole, and will lay it up and in. Jaylee Akers, another basket. 29-26. Now a steal underneath by Bette Dining, and she misses in close, but she was fouled and will have to go to the line for free throws. Bailey Dining stepped right in there and then inbound and stole it away right underneath the Lady Indian basket. It was fouled. She'll have to earn them at the free throw line.
Defense definitely carrying the ball game for the Indians so far.
Free throw up and in by Dining.
That's her third point of the evening.
All have come at the free throw line. Bailey Dining. Another free throw on its way. Got it. 31-26. Back to a five-point lead. It had been down to one. Now the Lady Indians with some pressure, some trapping pressure near half court. Across the timeline come the Lady Maroons. They feed it down low to Phillippe at the free throw line. Now left side. Here's a drive down the lane by Florkowski. Shot up, no good, and a foul charged. A foul by the Lady Indians. So Ella Florkowski heads to the line for free throws. 3:43 to go here in this third quarter, 31-26. Lady Indians on top. Free throw up and in by Florkowski. 31-27, 31-28. She buried them both. 3-point lead, 3:40 to go, third quarter here at Lawrenceville High School. Lenny Maroon's in his own. Here's Akers, left corner to Higginbotham. Now back to Akers in that right corner, cross court left side. They throw it in the corner to Farrell. Bound low, they try to get it in, but too much congestion in there. Tried to hit Bedwell, and it's intercepted by the Lady Maroons. Borkowski across the timeline with 3:16 to go third quarter, 31-28. Lawrenceville, Phillippe out front, guarded by Akers. Dribbles away from pressure, then throws it away. Threw it away right into the Indian students over there. And so it'll be Lady Indian ball. 3:05 to go here in the third quarter. 31-28. Charlie Farrell been quiet offensively here in this game. Feeds it in the middle now to Bedwell. Now Akers takes the baseline, goes to the hole, has it partially blocked. But a foul charged on the Lady Maroons. Jaylee Akers heads to the line for Lady Indian free throws. Chance to increase a three-point lead. And she does. 32-28.
And Lauren Weber will have a seat for the Maroons. She's got four fouls, leading scorer.
Akers buries both those free throws. 33-28, five-point lead. Florkowski walks the ball slowly up floor. 2:48 to go, third quarter, 33-28. Lady Indians on top. Here's the ball tipped away into backcourt. Florkowski runs it down. Akers are very aggressive on the point of that zone. Out there looking for steals. In the corner, a long three is off the mark by Schauberg. Rebounded by Higginbotham. Now to Dining, quickly up floor to Farrell. Charlie leaves it for Dining. They go in the right corner to Akers. Looks to the middle, cross court now to Dining. Now to Farrell, loads up a long three. No good, rebound battle for Akers with it. Lays it up, short, gets a rebound. Bailey Dining gets the rebound, and she's fouled. And will have to go to the free throw line. Some good work there on the boards by Bailey Dining. Not very big, 5'7", but in there battling. Free throw on its way, no good.
Rattled out. She's 4 for 6 from the free throw line. Do want to point something out here, Steve. In the broadcast that we've been able to cover the Lady Indians, I don't think we've been this far into a ball game without at least 1 point from Charlie Farrell.
Yeah, she's been quiet here tonight. And there's a miss, a bad miss by Dining. And it'll be Lady Maroons basketball.
Nope, looks like a lane violation.
Lane violation, okay.
She's going to hit another shot.
Yep.
She was not close on that second one, so hopefully she can dial this one in.
2:12 to go, third quarter, 33-28. Lady Indians on top. Free throw up and in.
There we go.
Bailey Dining all her points at the free throw line here tonight.
She is 5 for 7 from the line.
34-28, 2:06 to go, third quarter. Florkowski across the timeline. Between the circles, head coach Sherry Bopp shouting instructions from the sideline. Now here is Schauberg. Schauberg on the dribble. Double teamed. Throws it out front to Florkowski, able to recover. The top of the key, now back out to Phillippe. Daphne Phillippe has the ball stripped away. Loose ball thrown away by Farrell. Here is a shot up and in by Schauberg, and a foul and a chance at a three-point play. Lady Maroon bench over to the left of us is fired up at that nice move by Schauberg off a loose ball. And she cuts the lead to 34-30.
And Coach Sherry Bopp has asked for some chatter from her bench. They've delivered. They're very loud over here right next to us.
Free throw up and in. 34-31, a three-point lead for the Lady Indians. 1:36 to go here in the third quarter. Again, they sag back in that 2-3 zone. Dare the Lady Indians to beat them from the outside. They feed in the middle down to Akers, triple team. Right side to Higginbotham. Jumper off the mark, no good. Farrell with the rebound. And they say a foul charged, I think. No foul on the Lady Indians. I think the ball hit the backboard.
Not sure what the call was.
I think the ball hit the backboard. 34-31, 1:16 to go, third quarter of play. That Indians leading by three. Florkowski to Schauberg. Schauberg on the right wing. The Florkowski looks to the middle there. Nothing happening. Now top of the key. A long jumper. Well off the mark and out of bounds. Schauberg took that shot. And out of bounds. It'll be Lady Indian basketball with a minute to go, third quarter. Three-point lead. Bailey Dining will bring it across the timeline. Left side on the wing to Farrell. Now back out front to Dining. As Johnson went for the steal. Now here's Farrell. Has the ball stripped away by Johnson. Johnson one-on-one. Heads to the hole. Underneath. A little contact underneath there. Now we have a held ball. And the possession arrow is in favor of the Lady Indians. Some contact down there. No charge called. And the Lady Indians able to tie up the ball. 35 seconds to go, third quarter, 34-31. Akers left wing, feeds it in the middle now to Farrell. She loses her balance and the ball out of bounds. Last touch by Lady Maroon. It'll be Lady Indians basketball underneath their own hoop.
A lot of physicality here.
Letting them play. In the middle, they try to get to Dining. It's off our Lady Maroon and out of bounds. A lot of congestion in underneath that lane, and Lady Indians trying to force it in there. Not having much success.
Well, the Maroons are being smart, just holding their ground and setting their feet.
Farrell, long three-pointer from the corner, off the mark, no good. And the Lady Maroons with the rebound, 19 seconds to go. Schauberg quickly up floor to the baseline, and we have a blocking foul charge on Bedwell of the Lady Indians. Aubrey Bedwell didn't get there in time. On the drive by Schauberg. And that's four now on Bedwell. She'll check out of the game, replaced by Jade Seitzinger for the Lady Indians. 15.2 seconds to go. Lady Maroons inbound underneath their own hoop. And it comes to Schauberg. Right side jumper is off the mark. And the ball out of bounds. It will be Lady Indian basketball, 11 seconds to go here in the third quarter. 34-31. Dining across the timeline. Akers on the deep right wing. Cross courts it now to Farrell. Ball tipped out of bounds by Florkowski. 3.9 seconds to go. Lady Indians have that much time to try to get off a shot here before the end of the third quarter.
Emotions running wild here at LHS.
Bailey Akers, the trigger man, gets it in. Ball knocked away and out of bounds. Knocked away by some good defense by Jaden Johnson. 2.3 seconds to go, third quarter. And it comes to Seisinger, back to Akers. Long three by Jaylee is good. It counts. It counts right at the buzzer. Big three there for the Lady Indians as we head to the final quarter on the People's State Bank scoreboard. Lawrenceville Lady Indians 37. Robinson Lady Maroons 31. We're back in a minute. You're listening to Lady Indian Basketball on Light 103 Sports.
Sanders Family Chiropractic in Lawrenceville invites you to experience for yourself why so many Sanders chiropractic patients feel dramatically better after only one visit. Hi, I'm Dr. Jeremy Sanders. We are dedicated to helping you and your family members alleviate their aches and pains that life brings. After making our recommendations, we leave you in control of your health and allow you to choose how much care you receive. We're Sanders Family Chiropractic, your local family chiropractors, here for you, located on Lexington Avenue in Lawrenceville.
Attention truck drivers. Hi, this is Brett from Light 103 Sports. I wanted to tell you guys about Best Way Express in Vincennes. If you're a truck driver or know a truck driver, listen up. Want to be home every weekend? Best Way can do that. Want to be home every day? Best Way can do that. Looking for something part-time? Best Way can do that. Don't have your CDL, but looking to start a career? Best Way has an awesome driving school, and they'll pay you to attend. Join a company that knows it's not the trucks that move freight, it's the people. Call 833-BESTWAY or go online to bestwayexpress.com.
We're here at LHS for Lady Indians basketball. They lead the Maroons 37-31 with the start of the fourth quarter. I want to thank Neil Tire and Auto and Wabash General Hospital for bringing you this ball game.
Lady Maroons with the ball to begin the final period, trailing 37-31. Here's a good defense by Farrell. She knocks it away, recovered in the corner by the Lady Maroons, by Andrea Schauberg. Back out front to Florkowski. against the man-to-man of the Lady Indians, and they reload with 7:38 to go in the game. Here's a drive on the right baseline. Shot up and no good by Johnson, and a foul charged against the Lady Indians. And Jaylee Akers picked up the foul, her first of the night. And at the line is Jaden Johnson for the Lady Maroons, and her free throw is off the mark. So the score remains 37-31. Ian Robinson only with two wins on the year, and they have a sense that they can maybe win this game here. Free throw up and in by Johnson.
That's Johnson's fourth point. Jaylee Akers tracking her scoring right now. She's got 20 points.
37-32, 7:22 to go. Here's Akers on the left baseline, right baseline, I should say. Throws it out front, and there's a foul charged. Is trying to go for the steal was Johnson, and bumped against Bailey Dining out front. It'll be Lady Indian basketball. 7:16 to go in this game. 37-32, Lady Indians trying to hold off the visitors from Crawford County. Now free throws coming up here for Bailey Dining. Free throw on its way. Got it. She's been deadly at that line. All her points have come from the charity stripe.
6 for 9. Bailey Dining from the free throw line.
Second free throw, no good. It put the curse on her. Rebounded by Higginbotham. Tried to save it in, and she does, off of our Lady Maroon, out of bounds. It'll be Lady Indian basketball underneath their own hoop.
Good heads-up play by Higginbotham.
7:13 to go in the game. Higginbotham inbounding, looking to get it in. Does to Dining. Now to Higginbotham in the corner. Those try to think of three. Now a drive on the baseline. Up, no good. Rebounded by Seitzinger. She's tied up underneath. Possession arrow in favor of the Lady Indians. It's a good move by Higginbotham. Just couldn't get the ball to fall on the layup.
Yep, she tried to hit the floater instead of the sure layup off the glass. And it rattled out.
And it comes to Dining. Loose ball. And Seitzinger comes up way with it. Higginbotham long three, right side. Off the mark, no good. Seitzinger battling for the rebound underneath. Puts it up. But she was tied up prior to that. And possession arrow this time in favor of the Lady Maroons.
I think that was a quick whistle. I feel if you're able to get the shot off, I don't think it's ever a jump ball.
6:53 to go in the game. 38-32. Lady Indians on top. Gorkowski across the timeline. The ball deflected out of bounds. Last touched by the Lady Indian. And it'll be Lady Maroon ball right in front of their bench. In it comes. Akers almost had another steal there. But Johnson able to control it. Now she goes to the right baseline, cut off there, backs it out on the wing, top of the circle. On the dribble against the defense of Higginbotham. Now down the lane, she's double-teamed, feeds it off. Schalberg's jumper is off the mark, no good. Seitzinger battling for the rebound. And last touch by Lady Maroon, it'll be Lady Indian basketball. 6:25 to go. 38-32, I should say, a six-point lead. Steve Anderson and Brett Hartman here at LHS. Dining across the timeline on the right side dribble, right corner to Akers, looks to the middle. Feeds it now down low to Farrell, back to Akers, now to Farrell. Charlie's jumper is off the mark from the right side. Higginbotham saves it into Seitzinger, and now a reach-in foul charged on the Lady Maroons. Charlie Farrell is unable to get untracked here in this game.
She's just a little short or a little long with most of her shots on the night, but she's been and made an impact on the defensive end.
Free throws for Jade Seitzinger here. Chance to bump up the lead. Free throw is no good. Rebounded underneath, shot up, no good by Higginbotham. Here comes Phillippe all the way. Leaves it off on the right wing to Johnson. Now she drives down the lane, throws it up there, no good, but she was hacked and fouled. And we'll head to the line for free throws with the clock stopped. 5:52 to go in the game, 38-32. Nope, no free throws. They'll inbound underneath their own hoop. Schauberg looking to get it in. Does to Johnson. Her jumper is good. Jaden Johnson with a basket. 38-34, 5:42 to go in the game, a four-point lead. Farrell back to Akers. Right side, they go in the middle to Seitzinger. Now to Higginbotham in the right corner, back out front to Dining. Cross court now to Farrell on the left baseline. Lays it off for Akers, looking to go one-on-one down the lane. Heads to the hole, lays it up too hard. And the rebound brought down by Ella Florkowski. Florkowski feeding it to Phillippe at the top of the key. Lady Maroons can cut the lead to two here, 5:15 to go in the game. Here is Schauberg, back out front to Florkowski, and they set up a play against the Lady Indian man-to-man. 5 minutes, 5 seconds to go in the game, cutting to the hole and laying it up, and no good is Jaden Johnson, but she was fouled, and will go to the line for free throws with the clock stopped, a chance to cut into the four-point lead, 38-34. Free throw on its way, and no good. So, score remains 38-34. End of the game for the Lady Indians. Cindy Williams, the freshman. Free throw on its way, and good. One out of two. For Johnson, 38-35, 4:58 to go in the game. Here is Akers on the baseline, throws it up there, off glass and in! And a foul, and a chance at a three-point play. How she got that to go in from that angle, I do not know, but it went in, a big hoop for the Lady Indians and for Jaylee Akers, who continues to have a solid game. Free throw on its way, got it.
She has done everything tonight for the Indians. 22 points already.
Yeah, the absence of scoring by Farrell, she's taken the load on. 41-35, a six-point lead. Here's Florkowski, near half court, throws it now on the left baseline. Now back out to Florkowski on the left wing. Beats the top of the key for Johnson. Long jumper, no good. Rebounded by Farrell. Farrell gets away from pressure, and now feeds it to Dining, back to Farrell, in the middle now to Seitzinger, right side, Akers got another three.
Got it.
Jaylee Akers with the hoop.
Career night for Jaylee Akers.
She had three threes in this game, 44-35, and that forces a timeout by Robinson. 4:09 to go in the game on the People's State Bank scoreboard. It's Lawrenceville 44, Robinson 35. This is Lady Indian Basketball on Light 103 Sports.
Cardiology services are now available full-time at Carl Richland Memorial Hospital in Olney. Dr. Prem Guy is board certified in both cardiology and nuclear cardiology and has more than 25 years of experience. He provides consultations in the clinic setting, as well as inpatient and emergency department consultations. He also offers a variety of non-invasive diagnostic procedures for heart conditions. Call 618-392-1139 for appointments.
Where are you guaranteed to get the highest in customer satisfaction, a real person, never an answer machine, and the latest in banking technologies? Citizens National Bank of Albion. 2017 was a very good year. Come in and see our customer service representatives for all your banking needs, and let's make 2018 an even better year. And thank you for making us your most trusted financial partner. Remember, we'll be closed on Monday, January 15th for Martin Luther King Day.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
You're listening to Lady Indians Basketball on Light 103 WAKO Lawrenceville Vincennes.
Back here at LHS, want to thank Cunningham Young Funeral Home and Leggett Lumber and Hardware for bringing you this broadcast.
Here's a shot up and no good by the Lady Maroons. And ball out of bounds. Robinson thought there was a shot on that particular play. Free throws will be coming up, the 1-1 for the Lady Maroons. It's Jaden Johnson at the line for free throws here. 3:59 to go in the game. 44-35, Lady Indians by 9. Free throw up and in. by Johnson. It's Williams out and Higginbotham back in for head coach Tad Schick. 44-36. Second free throw up and in by Johnson. 44-37. Bailey Dining, left side to Farrell on the wing. Back out front against the zone. They feed in the middle to Seitzinger at the high post. Back to Bailey Dining. Now to Farrell, left side, left wing. They feed it out of the middle to Seitzinger. Back to Akers. Now to Dining on the left wing in the middle to Seitzinger. Lets the jumper go from the free throw line, and she scores. Seitzinger with the hoop. Her first basket of the night. The Lady Indians lead 46-37. 9-point lead, 3:20 to go in the game. Baseline drive by Johnson. And now she's charged. Call for an offensive foul. Got in close underneath on the baseline and threw the shoulder into the defender. And an offensive foul. Sherry Bach finds it hard to believe over on that Robinson sideline.
And Jaden Johnson's been getting away with that play most of the evening.
3:13 to go in the game. 46-39, Lady Indians by nine. In the middle now to Seitzinger. Feeds it right side to Higginbotham. Now to Seitzinger underneath. She turns, shoots, no good. Had it partially blocked. And the long rebound is run down by the Lady Maroons. Shot up on a drive. It's no good by Weber. Lady Indians with the rebound. Here's Bailey Dining quickly up floor to Higginbotham. Now to Farrell. Tad Schick says, let's slow it down with this lead. 2:43 to go in the game. No need to be in a hurry. Here's Dining out front. Now to Farrell. Going to make him come out of that zone eventually. Akers throws it cross court now to Dining. Now back out front to Farrell. Left side to Dining. As the Lady Indians spread the floor, make him chase. 2:23 to go in the game. Akers tries to take the baseline. Cut off by Phillippe. Back out front. Ball knocked away, but Farrell runs it down. Now she's fouled out front by Jaden Johnson. Lady Maroon staying in that zone, but Lady Indians is spreading the floor, making them chase and eating clock away with a 9-point lead. Now a chance to bump it up if Charlie Farrell can hit some free throws. Has not scored in this game tonight.
2:16 left in the ballgame. She's not registered a point.
She has now.
There we go.
Up and in. 47-37, a 10-point lead. 2:16 to go in the game. Another free throw on its way and no good. Rebound controlled by Weber. Off to Florkowski. Bella across the timeline between the circles dribble. Left side of Phillippe. She's been held in check this second half. Tries to take the left baseline and a bumping foul charge on the Lady Indians.
Maybe you're going to give that one to Jade Seitzinger. Yep.
So Daphne Phillippe at the line, the senior for the Lady Maroons. Chance to score with the clock stop. That helps the Robinson cause. Trying to come from behind.
And we will see Aubrey Bedwell off of the bench. We've not seen her for a while as she's playing with, she'll be playing here with four fouls.
Place a Seitzinger in the lineup. She did a good job while she was in there. Hit that big bucket from the top of the key. Phillippe at the line. Her free throw is on its way. Short. And she came over the line. Lane violation. That hurts Lady Maroon's cause. Lady Indians with the ball. A 10-point lead and 2:05 to go in the game. Trying for win number 9 on the year. Here's Akers deep on the right wing. In the right corner now to Higginbotham. Back out front to Dining. Now to Akers. Lady Indians spread the floor again. Akers to the baseline. Feeds it back out front but threw it away. Threw it right to Johnson. Jaden Johnson heading to the glass. A cut off by Farrell, but she fouls and will head to the line. Jaden Johnson will for free throws for the Robinson Lady Maroons. Again, only 2 wins on the year against 15 losses. So Lady Maroons thirsting for a win. Trying to come from behind here. A tall task, though, trailing by 10. Free throw up and in.
And that is Jaden Johnson's 10th point, most consistent scorer for the Maroons in this second half. She actually had zero coming into the second half.
Free throw on its way and good again. 47-39, 8-point lead, a minute 40 to go in the game. And the Lady Indians spread the floor. Here's Bedwell at the high post, left side to Higginbotham, back out to Farrell on the wing. Now to Higginbotham in the left corner. Back out to Farrell, valuable time ticking away here. A minute 25 to go in the game and an 8-point Lady Indian lead. Dining out front, now to Akers. Picked up out there by Andrea Schauberg, dribbles away from the pressure, now left side to Farrell. Farrell to the left baseline, back out to Higginbotham. Caitlin feeds it in the corner now to Dining. She dribbles away from the pressure, back out front. A minute 3 to go in the game. Lady Indians playing the weave out front. Leaving it off for Dale Bailey Dining. She waits for Jaylee Akers. Now there's a reach-in foul charge with 55.3 seconds to go. So Bailey Dining heads to the line for free throws. She's been deadly there tonight. Chance to bump this lead up, 47-39. Does.
Bailey Dining, 7 for 10 from the free throw line. Very consistent.
Jade Seitzinger into the game, replacing Bedwell for the Lady Indians. 55.3 seconds to go in the game. The free throw coming up here for Dining. It's on its way. Good again. 49-39, back to a 10-point lead. 54 seconds to go. Seitzinger, I should say, Florkowski looks to the sidelines. Now dribbles to the top of the key. Feeds it to a cutter to the lane. Shot up, no good. That was Jaden Johnson. She was fouled. That's what the Lady Indians did not want to do. It's foul and stop the clock and give them a chance to score, even though there's only 43.9 seconds to go in the game. 10-point lead, but with the three ball, you never know. Free throw up and in by Johnson. She's had a big night at the free throw line.
7 free throws made.
49-40, 9-point lead. 43.9 seconds to go. Second free throw is no good. Rebound brought down by Higginbotham. Quickly up to Akers. She'll slowly bring it across the timeline. 36 seconds to go. Akers leaving it off for Dining. Dining out front, being ball hawked out there by Jaden Johnson. Leaves it for Akers. And picking her up out there is Schauberg. Now, the Indians get too close together, but they get it off to Higginbotham. 22 seconds to go. Looks like the Lady Indians are going to have enough to win this game. The ball knocked out of bounds by the Lady Maroons. Only 18 and a half seconds to go and a 9-point lead. 49-40. It comes out front to Akers. She dribbles out front. Now they foul. Bumping foul charged on Schauberg, but a little too late. Only 14.8 seconds to go in the game. A 9-point lead.
And Schauberg will be disqualified. That is her fifth foul.
...49-40, Lady Indians about ready to win number 9 on the year. And second win in a row prior to the LIC tournament this weekend. Jaylee Akers, free throw up and in. She continues to add to her solid night. 50-40, a 10-point lead. Free throw up and in. And she'll check out of the game, replaced by Rebecca Yusfileti.
So she's a foreign exchange student from Italy.
Yep.
Found that out tonight.
Yusfileti. Here's a jumper on the baseline. Off, no good. Rebounded by Higginbotham. 5 seconds to go. She dribbles away from pressure. And the Lawrenceville Lady Indians will pick up a victory. There's the buzzer. And the final score. Lawrenceville Lady Indians 51. And the Robinson Lady Maroons 40. On the People's State Bank scoreboard. So the Lady Indians improved to 9-11 with their second win in a row. Robinson falls to 2-16. So again, the Lady Indians winners here by a score of 51-40. Again, they're 9-11 heading into the Little Illini Conference Tournament this weekend. Brett and I will be back with the postgame show in 4 minutes. You're listening to Lady Indian Basketball on Light 103 Sports.
I'm Gene Allen. I'm the clinic practice manager at the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital Primary Care Clinic. One thing I think sets apart our clinic is, you know, even though our physicians have their own practice, they're one clinic. So, you know, if you call to get in and, you know, that doctor's out or their schedule's full, then you have the access to get into one of our other providers to get care that day. You know, we try to look at community needs, and one of the needs was our acute care clinic that we added. That gives people access that might work during the day, and that gives them access to health care in the evenings and on the weekends. We've also added a pain clinic, which was a need in our community. So we're looking to grow, and we're looking to get better, and our physicians and providers, mid-levels, they work very, very well with one another. And we try to make it a family atmosphere when we go in there. We want you to be comfortable with your care. We want you to be comfortable with our providers.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, your local hospital caring for local people.
Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, your locally owned and operated pharmacy, has been caring for Lawrence County residents for more than 30 years. Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy is the oldest continually operated pharmacy in our area. We're committed to providing the service and care that you can only find from a locally owned community pharmacy. I'm pharmacist Ernie Rolls at Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you. See us today in beautiful downtown Bridgeport.
Sippet Beverages and Bites, located along James Street in Lawrenceville, Illinois, has added hot beverages and gourmet coffees to its array of beverages. Now you can enjoy espresso, cappuccino, Americano, lattes, macchiatos, and mochas on the go. Flavor add-ins are available for any beverage on the Sippet menu. Enjoy the comfort of your toasty warm vehicle on a cold winter day and place your drive-through order at Sippet Beverages and Bites, located at 2202 James Street in Lawrenceville.
Great. I lost my debit card.
Just block it until you find it.
How do you do that?
With Shazam Bolts from People Save Bank. I block and unblock my card so no one else can use it. And I get alerts when my card is used for certain amounts or purchases.
That sounds awesome. What's it called?
Shazam Bolts. People State Bank, and it's free. Plus, when I go out of town, I use it to find ATMs if I need cash.
I'm getting Shazam Bolts right now.
Visit psbnewton.com for more details to keep your funds protected with Shazam Bolts. People State Bank, your community bank.
Bo's Pizza can spice up your night with some hot Italian beef.
Sandwich, that is.
Have you ever tried the legendary breadsticks at Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville?
You mean those great, garlicky, buttery breadsticks that only Bob's can bring you?
Yes, and Bob's will bring it to you in your home. You can stop in or have your favorite specialty pizza delivered, or stick with the classic fruit. Call 943-2612 for delivery or carryout at Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville on State Street. Call 618-943-2612.
Where are you guaranteed to get the highest in customer satisfaction, a real person, never an answer machine, and the latest in banking technologies? Citizens National Bank of Albion. 2017 was a very good year. Come in and see our customer service representatives for all your banking needs, and let's make 2018 an even better year. And thank you for making us your most trusted financial partner. Remember, we'll be closed on Monday, January 15th for Martin Luther King Day.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Cardiology services are now available full-time at Carl Richland Memorial Hospital in Olney. Dr. Prem Guy is board certified in both cardiology and nuclear cardiology and has more than 25 years of experience. He provides consultations in the clinic setting, as well as inpatient and emergency department consultations. He also offers a variety of non-invasive diagnostic procedures for heart conditions. Call 618-392-1139 for appointments.
Back here on the postgame show, Steve Anderson along with Brett Hartman. The Lawrenceville Lady Indians win by a score of 51-40. Their ninth win of the year, their second win in a row, as they beat the Robinson Lady Maroons by a score of 51-40. Pat Schick is going to make his way over here to talk with us here on the postgame show as the Lady Indians again win by a score of 51-40. Big night for Jaylee Akers in double digits here, as the Lady Indians pick up the win. And Tad joins us here. And Tad, congratulations. Got off to a little slow start, but once you got things sorted out and you got a good performance from Jaylee, you needed her scoring all night, and You picked up a nice win.
Yeah, that was pretty ugly. When shots are not falling, I know we shot 22% from a two-point range. We were 9 for 40, and then we couldn't get any three-pointers to fall either. So when shots aren't falling, I just told them that I was proud of them because they stepped it up on the defensive end. We got some stops at crucial times, and you know, a game like this, you just have to scrap and claw and do everything to just come out on top.
Absolutely, Coach. So you mentioned the defense. You were able to get them to turn the ball over 21 times. Would you credit that with this win tonight?
Definitely, definitely. I mean, we would not have won the game without creating turnovers, limiting our own turnovers, and then controlling the boards. I think they might have out-rebounded us in the first half, but at halftime we made an emphasis of, hey, we have to control the boards. We have to limit our turnovers and take better shots. In the first half, they're sitting back in that zone, and we're rushing three-pointers after one shot. And I kept saying, you know, you can get that same shot in the second or third rotation of the offense. Let's go inside and back outside, and maybe you can set your feet and hit a couple of those.
Kaylee Akers here tonight. You needed all the points you could from her because Charlie really uncharacteristically just not with it offensively here tonight.
You're exactly right. Jaylee was huge. Charlie's our second leading scorer, and she has really been filling up the score sheet lately. Her last two games, she's hit 5 three-pointers each game. And tonight, she was off. Her game was off a little bit, but you know, she's been big for us all year long, and I expect her to bounce back and have good games in the future. But Jaylee Akers, you can't say enough about her. She had 28 points, and she was the one that was forcing the issue on the offensive end and really making Robinson defend us.
Well, nice win for you here. You've won two in a row now heading into the conference tournament. That's got to be big for you heading into the game on Saturday.
Yes, we needed these two wins. We face a tough opponent Saturday in Paris. They were awarded the number 2 seed. We're going to come in tomorrow, shoot some free throws, and watch game film, and then we'll get back after it on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, have some good practices, prepare for Paris, and go up there and just give it our best shot. So anything can happen.
All right, we'll see you on Saturday.
Thank you, guys.
Yep, good luck, Coach.
Tad Schick, the head coach of the Lawrenceville Lady Indians. Again, they win here tonight by a score of 51-40. Brett and I are back to pick our players of the game and to wrap it up. You're listening to Lady Indian Basketball on Light 103 Sports.
In the Wabash Valley, weather is everything. Whether it's just planning your day or helping you keep your family safe, we're preparing you with the most accurate and reliable local weather forecast. We watch it by the minute. We track it by the second. And when it's at its worst, we're at our best. Kevin Orbert, Eric Stidman, Chris Piper, and Brady Hart. Storm Team 10, leading the way with coverage you can count on every day. Storm Team 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
Bo's Pizza can spice up your night with some hot Italian beef.
Sandwich, that is.
Have you ever tried the legendary breadsticks at Larry Bo's Pizza in Lawrenceville?
You mean those great, garlicky, buttery breadsticks that only Bo's can bring you?
Yes, and Bo's will bring it to you in your home. You can stop in or have your favorite specialty pizza delivered, or stick with the classic Farouk. Call 943-2612 for delivery or carryout at Bo's Pizza in Lawrenceville on State Street. Call 618-943-2612.
Turn over a new leaf for your benefit. Join your friends at New Leaf Fitness and Spa in Lawrenceville. We are happy to announce that the Mandarin Massage and Wellness Center is now taking appointments. The Mandarin is hosted by the best massage therapists in the area with a full menu of therapeutic massage treatments and spa services. The Mandarin pulls out all the stops for complete body and mind harmony. Check us out online and like us on Facebook. New Leaf Fitness and Spa, Lawrenceville, Illinois.
Back here on the post-game show, Steve Anderson along with Brett Hartman. Lawrenceville Lady Indians win by a score of 51-40. Time now to name our player of the game and sub of the game.
With our Loeb Oil Slick player of the game, we're going to give that honor to Jaylee Akers tonight. Jaylee made 4 3-point field goals and also 5 2-pointers. She contributed 4 points from the line. 28 points tonight for Jaylee Akers. And for our Larry Bobes sub of the game, Steve, who are we giving that honor to tonight?
Jade Seitzinger came off the bench, hit a big bucket from the top of the key there when the Lady Indians were trying to expand the lead. And she did a good job off the bench in spelling Bedwell, who also was playing with four fouls. So not only did she hit that big bucket, but also did some good defensive work in there. So Jade Seitzinger is our Bobes sub of the game.
And there you have it. Jade Seitzinger, the Larry Bobes sub of the game, and Jaylee Akers, our Loeb Oil Slick player of the game tonight, Steve.
All right, our next Lady Indian broadcast will be Saturday from Casey. The Lady Indians, the 7th seed, will take on the 2nd-seeded Paris Lady Tigers. Be on the air around 6 o'clock in the quarterfinals of the LIC tournament from Casey on Saturday. Our next broadcast is tomorrow night. The Indians will be in action here. They'll return back to conference play after that loss to Evergreen Park on Saturday. They'll play against the Marshall Lions here. We'll be on the air around 7:30 tomorrow night.
Steve, I do want to mention real quick before we sign off, I do want to mention that if you are ever traveling outside of our listening area, you can catch us worldwide. We are streaming and broadcasting worldwide on WacoRadio.com. So if you're ever traveling and you want to pick up one of the ball games, say you're going out of state this Saturday, we'll have that game live for you streaming worldwide at WacoRadio.com.
All right, we'll see you tomorrow night. Lady Indians win here tonight. Indians in action tomorrow night. Join us then. Thanks to our producer-engineer, Dennis Poland, back at the Waco Studios. And again, thanks to you for listening. Again, the final, the Lawrenceville Lady Indians 51 and the Robinson Lady Maroons 40. Steve Anderson for Brett Hartman saying so long from LHS.
You've been listening to Lawrenceville Indians Basketball, a DLC Media sports presentation. This game was brought to you by Wabash Valley Services, Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Wabash General Hospital, Best Way Express, People's State Bank, Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, WTHI-TV10, Sanders Family Chiropractic, Citizens National Bank of Albion, the Lawrence County Health Department, Sippet and Sweet Tea, Larry Bobes Pizza, Casey State Bank, and Leggett Lumber. Lawrenceville Indians basketball all season long on Light 103 WAKO.